Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is our official co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hi.
Woohoo! Yeah.
I wanted to do something too. You were like, yeah.
Well,
You know, Mercury isn't in retrograde anymore. What's happening here?
Pluto is in retrograde.
You might have to do the energy update because I did not
Well,
look
I
into
was reading and I'm trying to remember what I read. I read about it earlier today. It's like it's going to be in retrograde for 5 months, and it's only happens once in our life. It's only happening once in our lifetime. It's like it's 200 years since it's
Wow.
so but apparently, gosh, what did I read? You guys in there, if you guys will know more about it, so jump in if you have anything. But it's like it's bringing up, because that's what retrogrades do. They bring things back. So it
Yeah.
was stuff about like things that we thought were gone. It's kind of pulling them back to look at them again. But it's exactly the man, gosh, I just read that.
I heard that was all of 2024. It was everything's coming to light and everything's coming back around and
So maybe that's
I
why, is
think
because
so,
of
yeah.
this happening, you know, this being the big piece right here. So, but it was like all these things, it was like a lot of karmic stuff, a lot of stuff, just pulling it back. Maybe it's one more visit. Like you've said before, it's like looking at it one more time.
Just one more. Just take one more look.
Yeah.
Clean
And
that up.
that voice from the sky was Tiffany. Thank you, Tiffany, for that input, because that was needed.
You're welcome. Oh, we have somebody. Desiree says Pluto goes retrograde regularly, but it's the final retrograde all the way into Capricorn
Oh, that's what it
until
is.
it
Okay.
stations forward back into Aquarius for the next 20 years.
Okay. That's what happens about the 200 years, is it's in Capricorn. That's what it is. I know it's something, it's like it's only
Yeah, why
happening
has it got to
now.
pick on Capricorn?
I know, picking on Capricorn. But you know, Capricorn's about business.
Right.
It's about structure, and it's about getting things done.
So maybe we're comfortable with
Let's hope. So I think we're a Capricorn group here.
it.
So.
Yeah. One last look. Yes. That's what they're saying in there. So, yeah. So Julia was
Tracy,
having
tell us where
technical
you're
issues.
from. I'm
Oh yeah,
sorry.
tell us where you're from. Everybody get in there. Shout out
We
to
got
that.
to get back into our routine. You know, Tracy's been off in the far, far lands of the mystical Egypt. So,
Right. I'm coming back with the new groove.
do you have the neck thing?
I even got the little scarab with, and it's got the horse, Eye of Horus in it. So
Cool.
I just thought I would wear that as tribute to the last few
Nice.
weeks. Absolutely amazing journey. And so here's some things that would be fun to look at is we were talking, all of us that went, we're in a group chat, right? And we're talking about the time distortion. It's like we were gone for nearly 3 weeks,
Yes, and
and
we
yet
all actually left.
coming back, it felt like bam, I just jumped right back at where I left off. And it was almost like that was a lifetime, a whole different lifetime in Egypt. And it was weird. And I talked to you a little bit about that on the phone and finding out others are kind of having the same experience. Like it's like we weren't gone, but we were. And like that time we spent seemed like a lifetime, but it also was just a blur, like a glitch, like a bam. And so, anyway, a lot of time distortion stuff going on. And of course, lots of shifts with that and interesting, I don't know, awakenings with those moments. So.
I think that's a good, I mean, I know we were talking about that's probably what they mean, you know, when we pass, we go to the other dimension, we go to the, you know, and they say it's like we were here, we're just a blink of an eye, but when we're here, it's a whole lifetime, you know, and so we were comparing it to that. I wonder if in general, doing dimensions, because the time element, you
Yeah.
know, it's just here. And so maybe that's what shifts it.
Yeah.
It's like where it gets all distorted. and what we
It
think it
could,
should
yeah,
be.
because it is really like when going to Egypt, and I'm sure everyone has an experience with this. It is like going to a different world, a different dimension. It's like going back in time. There's all kinds of ways to describe it, but absolutely crazy amounts of energy. And we at one point, I want to share a little story because it was just kind of a we still just thinking about the story is like what really did happen there. So there was a we were on the little Nile cruise ship, and they have a area where there's a lounge, and there was a group of us, maybe half of us were up at the lounge, and we were just sharing and treating it like our living room and just hanging out there. And all of a sudden, somebody comes up and they say, "Hey, so what's going on?" And we're like, "Well, we're just hanging out." And he's like, "Oh, okay." And he kind of had a weird look on his face, and he went and sat down. And then the next thing we know, a bunch more come up and they're like, "What's the rush?" And we're all like, "What? What are you talking about?" And they're like, "Well, you sent a text that said, we're upstairs in the lounge, get up here." And we were like, we're all sitting there looking at each other, like, who sent the text? Well, of course, it says who sent it. And the gal that supposedly sent it, I was talking to her the whole time. So I was like, nope, I would have saw her pick up the phone. And she's like, I didn't send that. And, anyways, it was just this really, really weird moment where there's literally a text that's on there that says, we're up in the lounge, you need to get up here as soon as you can. And that's what the other person did. And so then we realized why the other guy came up. And we're like, oh, we need to tell him what happened because he went and sat somewhere else because he got a weird vibe off of us or something. But anyways, we never really figured out why we all needed to be together. Like we were sitting there trying to fish around, be like, okay, what might we need to know? Is there any messages? And I don't know if we ever really figured it out other than it was just this really strange thing that happened. Like, were we bouncing timelines? Was there a glitch in the matrix? Was this a ghosty figure? I mean, what happened? So, but the evidence was there. It is there in text that we're calling them upstairs to the lounge. And they
That's
all showed up. Everybody came. So apparently we all just needed to be together. But, things like that happen. And, it was like, well, if the rest of the trip is like this, it's going to be pretty interesting. So, yeah, but it was quite a phenomenal group of people and great time. Absolutely. I see why people go back. I really do. Like,
Well, you can't see it in one trip. It's like Disney World. You can't. You have
oh.
to go back, or Universal Studios. I mean, you have to go back more and more. And there, you see it in layers also. So you might go
Yeah.
back to the same places, even
But you're
though
going to have different experiences
you
with
have
them.
different experiences. But you can go, I mean, many times to different places. I mean, there's so much over there.
So much. Yeah. Yeah.
It
There was even one picture somebody took, and part of my face is in it, so I know I was there. And I'm like, I don't remember this. It's just like, but then again, we saw so many things. It's not necessarily saying I was out of body in that, but just that. How do I not remember this spot? So, yeah, it's crazy, but
And
definitely.
the one picture you have where it looks like it's just a blurred picture, but when she showed it to me, I'm like, oh, I know exactly where that is. I know what you were doing. I know what was going on because that's exactly how the energy felt in this one
Yeah.
place. And you're like, yeah, that was there. That was at that place.
Yeah.
Absolutely was. And I'm like, I can tell you where, what side of the building,
Oh,
everything
yeah.
you
They
want.
could drop me off there and I could spend a whole day there and still be like, there's more, yeah,
That place had the coolest energy.
really did. And I'm going to tell you guys a little something. When I walked into this place, and it's underground, you got to walk down and go in. And as soon as I walked in, I get a little claustrophobic, so I'm not sure about these ones that go underground, right? And so I'm
Yeah,
just
I'm
like,
with
okay,
you.
well, we'll see how I feel when I get in there. And I walked in there, and it was all of a sudden, it was just, and I was like, this isn't what we think it is. This feels like a ship. And that was the first thing out of my mouth. And then I walked around, and but yeah, it was really, interesting to be in some of those locations. And
Yeah, I can see how it felt like a ship. I mean, it's really interesting. The energy was like, what? And it just kept, it was like a woo, 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 like energy to it. And like,
yeah,
or, yeah.
and just the feeling of this is a different, this is used differently than what we think it was, kind of a
Oh,
feel.
they said it was for burying cattle.
Oh, yeah, not, no.
It's
Yeah.
like, no, even though they find no bones, they find none of these things. And they're like, and these are, what would you even call them? They're not kind of like a sarcophagus, but they're huge.
They're huge.
Stone and the lids on them. I remember somebody's talking about how much they weigh, and it's like, really, you need that
Yeah,
to bury cattle?
I think it was 10. I'm just going to make up numbers probably, but I think she was telling us these things weigh about approximately 10 tons, and 3 tons of that is the lid. Yes, to give you perspective, that's, and they're putting cows in that. I don't think so.
No,
No.
and they were like, and they're however, they're all along the wall. They'd have an opening and there'd be one of these in there. And you're like, how'd they get it in there too?
Yeah.
Is the other part. So
Yeah.
that one had, I mean, every place over there has all these questions around it, but that one was really like, really? That really you want us to buy that, you know?
Want us to believe that they packed that big, and it's the stones that these tombs are made of. They're not the same stone that's in the that's supposedly the tunnels. They are, different types of stone that they brought in from all over the place, and supposedly brought them in the entrance and just skirted them down into the little cubby and slid them in. It's like, okay, that would be a heck of a job in today's world with equipment. So who knows? I think there's a lot we aren't being told, and but we all came up with our own deductions of what happened there, and
That's the fun thing, is
yeah,
to create your own
and it
story.
really doesn't matter,
No, it doesn't
it really
matter.
doesn't matter, but it is kind of fun to go in and see what hits you get. And of course, I was in there like everyone else, slamming my hands on and putting my head up to it. Let's see what comes in, and I would get stuff, and it's like, well, that could be my truth, and it doesn't need to be anybody else's. But it definitely involves some tall ET-ish beings and some different ways to work with energy.
Absolutely. Did you come away with a desire to be an archaeologist?
Not really.
Oh, I
No.
did. I'm like, oh, I would love to do. I couldn't do that. I mean,
Around in that.
no, digging around and getting down in holes and stuff like you're talking about, that actual part of it, no, that wouldn't be, but it's really fun. What I got a kick out of was all of the symbols and everything, and it's like I would love to study that and try to interpret it myself and stuff like that. That part of it would be fun.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that part.
Maybe
I was definitely
because I like to
interested
figure out
in, yeah, like the consistency of the writings and the extreme straight lines and the perfect duplications of things. I'm like, they didn't hand carve that. There's no way. So.
And I think I saw in some of your pictures, so I'm pretty sure you saw the hieroglyphs that had the airplanes and the
The
helicopters.
helicopter,
Oh,
the
yes.
flying
Like,
saucer.
you're like, ow, you know, how can that be misinterpreted and or interpreted in any other way?
Yeah. Matter of fact, one of them, I was like, that looks like the little speedster in Star Wars that Luke Skywalker would ride around
Yes.
in
Yes, exactly.
before he became Luke Skywalker, when he was on the planet with his uncle and aunt. And I was like, and I even pulled it up to show one of the people because they're like, I don't know if I remember that. And I'm like, here. I'm pulling it up on my phone going, yeah, that looks the same. So, these ideas come from somewhere. All right, we've been asking you guys to put your where you're from in the comments. So, Tiffany, would you like to join us and tell us where everybody's from?
Oh, I'd love to. We have North Carolina, Arizona, Australia, New York, Florida, Pennsylvania. You have a welcome back, Tracy. A Minnesota, a Puerto Rico. I don't know if you've heard of that place. Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama. I'm just trying to get to. I did see an Arkansas in here somewhere.
Oh.
Ohio. There's Arkansas. Oh, a couple of Arkansas's.
Wow. Arkansas is popular
Getting
today.
a fan club over there.
Yeah.
Seen
Washington.
you guys. I say
Utah,
Washington. It's okay.
Utah, New Zealand, Idaho, the Philippines,
How good does.
Vegas, Texas, England,
All right.
Peru.
Some of you guys are in, it's like weird hours for you. So thank you for being
Thank
here.
you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, we catch you in the middle of the night or all the goodies.
You just can't sleep? What's the deal? All right.
Sylvania. Ooh.
Your voices are very soothing. You're gonna put them to sleep.
There we go. This is the part of the mind.
Now I want everyone to listen to her voice because this is the voice you want to use when you're doing the induction.
Only that one line there. I'm not gonna
That's the only one you're
keep
giving them.
it. I'll pop it in and out every
It's
so often.
enough. Yeah.
Oh goodness. So yeah, that's I'm so glad you got to have that experience.
Oh, I've been waiting my life to go there. You know, it's oh, it's been on the bucket list for like it's been one of the original bucket list things to do. And you know, I'm a doodler, so I'm always doodling pyramids and I'd have visions of the pyramids and different things. And it was cool to go into the King's Chamber because I don't think I've ever actually seen pictures of it. And you know, and they tell you can't take pictures of it, but then they turn their back. So whatever. But so crawling through the little hole, because they don't have a normal doorway into the King's Chamber, right? You got to crawl through the little tunnel and get in there. And when as soon as I popped in there, I was like, oh my gosh, I've seen this in my head. And the man's over there going, shh, 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 you gotta keep quiet. And I'm like, oh, I said that out loud. It's one of those moments. But yeah, it was. And that day it was 105 degrees out. And so it was, you know, it was cooler in the chamber, but there was, you know, 15 of us in there warming it back up
Yeah.
and running energy and doing, oh my gosh. Yeah, that would be a nice day to repeat. I feel like there's still a version of me in Egypt. And the one, and then another version that came home. So I
Yeah.
don't think I ever left. But yeah, that was an experience for sure.
I absolutely agree with you because, and then that's your linked, you know, then the energies, you're running the energies back and forth.
Yeah.
So,
I could see that
and
completely.
that's there we go with the multi-dimensionalities and the dimension, you know, and the multi, they're saying it's like multi. So it's like all of our multi, you know, it's
Yeah.
not so within the life we can split off and have different experiences with different choices and different things like that. But then also with choices, look at there, we can still be experiencing that. So you keep on, and then so I guess in one. You didn't come back, you just stayed.
We just stayed there. Yeah. It was interesting how comfortable it was there. And people ask me, did you feel safe? Yeah, absolutely. I felt totally safe there. And the tour guides we had were helpful in that as well. And you know how it is. It's like there's 15 of us and we went 20 different directions. So I don't know how we went 20, but we did it. And that tour guide would find a way to wrangle us all back up and get us going again. So yeah, it felt safe. They know what they're doing over there to help tourists feel safe because, you know, I'm sure that's a huge part of their income over there. And
It's like
so,
all of it.
yeah, so they're going to do everything they can to make that an environment to get people to come. So yeah, I felt completely safe over there. We did talk about the marketplace people, the ones that are trying to sell you things,
That's
Julia
an
and Ethan.
experience. If you've not experienced it, that is an experience.
Yeah, that is one. where you can be blissed out and experiencing 5D, and they'll bring you back to 3D in
Really great.
0.02 seconds.
I would say that is a wonderful experience, or well, I don't know another word, of setting boundaries. It's a wonderful test. It's a
Teach you to
wonderful,
say no.
yes, exactly. It's a wonderful environment. Maybe that's an environment to learn how to set boundaries without personal attachments in there. It's like being afraid you're going to hurt somebody's feelings and stuff.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
get good at saying no.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing this a lot to the kids. La, la. Oh, sorry, no.
I didn't know that law is
Did
no.
anybody else notice the little camera hog back here?
Oh, absolutely. As
She
soon
just
as
figured out she's can be on camera with me, and she's going to take advantage of
yep,
that.
and she's adorable.
She's being pretty cute.
She's like, I know, look at
Yeah, and just going to be adorable, and people can look at my cuteness way. Mommy talks. Yeah, I've been kind of smothered in the animals since I've been home,
they
and that's
miss
been nice
you.
too. Oh, I got like the insights over there were so cool. I go in with this idea, I'm seeing things, and what would be one thing here was so different there. Like animals here are so different over there, and the way that, the dogs and cats are running loose on the streets and homeless for the most part, there was one point where I was like, that poor dog. And I hear, that dog doesn't know it's poor. That's your filter. Oh, have these little insights going on all the time. And I was like, this person doesn't know that that person, that's your filter. And it was really pointing out my filters and how I was perceiving things. And so when I cleaned that up, oh my gosh, it changed the experience. It's like,
That's
this
cool.
is, yeah, it was like, then the animals seemed happy. Once I did that, they weren't mirroring to me, poor dog. They're happy, healthy, running around. And I wasn't seeing any skinny dogs or anything. They were all plump and happy
I'm very free.
and very free. And they were being loved by everybody. And it was like, oh, they really love this life. Okay. And everybody's feeding them and they're getting more than enough. And it just really changed it. And then I got to feed a little puppy a piece of pizza. And that just made my day. It was like, I got to feed the puppy. And it was so excited to get that pizza. It was like, wasn't the best thing to feed the puppy, but it was, I had leftover pizza and there was this little puppy. So anyways, all the things. But when I shifted my way of receiving, and we get programmed, by the way, that program came from television shows saying these people need help and poverty and money and da da da, and they're fundraisers and all the things, and you get this program that this place is in poverty, and then you get there and you find out a whole different story, and it's like, oh, well, these guys all seem happy and healthy and loving their lives, and they do. They seem like happy people. So, yeah.
And they're living their lives and they're doing their work and they're,
Yeah.
that's how it is.
Yeah. And they like sharing it, and they're, I don't think I met a mean person the whole time I was there,
I know I didn't.
Yeah. Other than us when we got grumpy in the morning going, you want us to wake up at what time?
Yeah, exactly.
Some of those start times were 4 a.m.
Exactly. That's
Are
pretty
you
early.
thinking? Yeah. So yeah, we were probably the mean people. Yeah, but as far as Egypt, everyone there was so gracious and kind and helpful, and they all got paid for things. You touched my horse, give me a dollar. It's like, but when you understand that that's their livelihood and that's how, that's it, and you just be prepared and go with some money, go with some small bills and pay them to pet the horse. It's all good. So, yeah. Anyway, what else do we want to talk about?
We can see if there's any questions.
We could see.
We
Yeah.
do have one question.
Okay.
Oh.
This is from Ellie. What are your guys' thoughts on timelines holding energy of past events and having certain traumas and or upsets from past years affect us heavier at the time of year they happened? Also, how would you go about healing that?
I'm going to have you read it again because I was trying to write it down.
Yes.
Timelines holding energy of past events.
Timelines holding energy of past events and having certain traumas and or upsets from past years affect us heavier at the time of year they happened.
Oh, okay.
Also, how would you go about healing that?
You know, I know, and this isn't to, how do I even start with this? I've noticed that some people do that, and it's like, I don't fully understand it because I don't know that I do it. And or it's like certain times of the year, oh, that's when this happened. Oh my gosh, you know, it's really weighing on me. And, but I know a lot of people that that
yeah,
go through that and do
absolutely.
that. And I just like, I'm not, I don't know if it's a dwelling in the past or if it's just something, does it just come up at that point and you never had thought about it and all of a sudden here it is. And I just, sometimes I, you know, it's like, is it a living in the past? Is it not being in the now? To me, it's like, you know, if you're in the now, the other times don't, they're not encroaching in there. You're just staying here. You're not worried about the future and you're not dwelling in the past. You're just here.
Well,
But, but when something
that's
comes
an
in, it's like,
interesting. Let's play with this because
okay.
You're right. When you're in the now, then you're probably not going to be affected by that. But if you haven't healed it, then I could see where that anniversary date or that time frame could be. If your higher self is trying to get you to heal it, it's going to get louder
be a
and
pattern.
louder and louder.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, you know that, okay, what just came in is look at it just like an illness or like anything. It's like, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to know? And
Yeah.
then just talk to it, talk to the event, talk to, you know, your, it's an energetic thing. Everything is energy. So there's something energetic in there. If it keeps coming back around and it's bothering you, then like, I agree. Yeah, that makes sense. Then it's
Yeah.
trying to tell you something. It wants you to learn something from it. So ask it, what are you trying to teach me? What do you want me to know? And when you talk to anything like that, because our tendency is to run and hide and, you know, I don't want to look at you. And then it just builds up and it goes, you know, keeps coming back around. But if we will just look at it, I mean, we do that with our fear, you know, we don't want to look at it, but if we'll just look at it and talk to it, it actually diminishes and it actually talks
Yeah.
and it tells you what it's trying to teach you. And so that's what I'm getting as to how to heal it. Just talk to it and it'll,
Yeah.
you want to know what it's trying to teach you.
But as far as like the questions asking, does it get more intense as it goes or that anniversary date of it? I imagine it would until you're,
So you
find your answers and your healing from it. So I would say, yeah, it probably does.
If it's got something there for you, it doesn't mean everything has to do that. It just sounds like if it's something that's unresolved, then
yeah.
It's like you said, if there's something there, then yeah, it's wanting you to look at it. Yeah. Don't be afraid to look at it. Don't be afraid to look at anything. It's there. They can't hurt you. You know, you've already been through it. So now you're looking at the energetic residue of it to understand better, you know, more about it. That just came in. So that was really cool.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of it.
So Julia's tapped in, you guys. Get your questions in the chat room.
We'll see. That just popped in. So, but yeah, I just picked it. It feels like it will make probably the way you ask the question too. There's fear there. And so that's just it. Don't be afraid of it. Yeah. You know, I understand not wanting to dig into stuff that's like, hey, it's done. Let's just leave it back there. You know?
Yeah, it was painful and it hurt. And of course you don't want to relive it. So yeah. All right. Did you say is there any more questions? Did anybody else get in and ask questions?
Yeah, we had a couple.
Okay, good.
This one is probably a quick answer. Are there any more books being worked on using Dolores' sessions?
I don't. I know that there's more material in very, very raw, rough condition. Whether or not it's actively being worked on, I don't know. I would imagine. See, I'm not part of that, doing that now, and but I would imagine if they have material, I think that was the intent, was to keep producing. So if they have that ability and they have the material, I would imagine they are creating. So yeah,
All right.
I do know. I mean, she had a lot of material, but then just there was some. There's different stages of doneness, or what's the word?
I wish I could help you.
I know. Read my mind. Come on.
I'm thinking completion.
Yeah, as far as the books, there were different stages of completion. There are different stages of readiness. I mean, because these are, I mean, any practitioner knows they're transcripts. They're transcription sessions, and so they get transcribed, and then it's like you're looking for common denominators of events, of things, and that's the master that mom was putting these puzzles together. So it's, and I will tell you, the time that I was working with that of her material after she passed, I really, really, really learned to respect the master that she is and was of how to do that. I kept thinking, well, that's not, she made it look just like everything. She made it look really, really easy. And then when I had to do it, it was like, oh my God, this is not easy at all. I don't know how she did it. I really don't. But
And
she
she
was
must
the
have
one in there doing
compartmentalized well.
it. Well, she was in there doing the session. So she knew all this. It's just like the material's there, you know what it is. And every time then you get another one, it's like, oh yeah, okay. And it's running in your head. I've got these themes, I've got these things. So she knew that. Where I'm coming in, I may have known a son of some of it, but I didn't know exactly what session, what happened. I had to go through the transcripts. I have, and that's what anybody going forward is going to have to do. You have to go through all the transcripts. What do we have here? What can be, what do we have? And it's starting all over, where that was all in mom's head.
She could be like, oh, I had that session, and then find it. And
Exactly. Yeah.
that'd be so many hours worth of work.
Tons of
Just listening
hours.
to you talk about it is like making my head hurt. I'm like, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. So I'm gonna say, very likely, and we'll just be hopeful. But yeah.
Very cool. All right. What else? We're
Is
looking.
that question to me, or is that
Yes, we're. Can't you
I
tell
mean,
I'm looking at the little square that
you
has
didn't
your
address
name on
me
it?
properly. Oh, Miss Tiffany. Ding dong. No. Princess Tiffany from the high realm above is what I would
Oh,
like to
that's right,
be
because she's in the
referred to.
clouds.
She is in the cloud. Princess Tiffany from the high realm above. Do we have anything else? Any more questions?
Yeah, now
Oh.
they're all popping in.
Okay.
but this is from Sarah from Vegas. It's more of a gratitude post. She was trying to tag on Instagram in April, and it was a testimonial video, and she's not sure it went through, but her intention was to send lots of love and gratitude to Julia, Kaya, Jenny, and Summer. Having a
Oh.
blast learning, wanted you all and everyone to know just how special level one and two training are. So
Thank you. Thank you so
Beautiful.
much.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. That is really, really,
And
we
if you're in
love
Vegas, go to Sarah for a session. There you
There
go. All right. What questions do we have, Princess Tiffany from the higher realms of the goddess bouquet of clouds and mysterious things?
Oh, I like this. Just keep, now, Mom, you're going to have to add to it. It's that game where you have to say what she said and then you have to add to it.
I
This is
think,
fun. I
yeah,
like this.
this is going to get real.
Yeah, I know. I'm not playing.
You
Tiffany High of High Realm. That's what I
Oh my gosh. Well, we'll just keep adding to it in our own fluffy way.
Okay. This question's at what point Does the soul enter the body during the birthing process? Is it different if it was a C-section?
Okay, it doesn't it can enter at the birthing during the birth, but it usually is well into the body by then. If it's not, it must enter by the time the baby takes the first breath. So it's like, but usually, and it's going in and out in those early months, and it's just kind of testing out the waters, but you know, it's kind of cramped in there, and it's, but it sometimes that's when we do sessions, we might get some a soul that's in the womb and it's in there and it's experiencing that because it just wants to feel that and it's in touch with the mom, but it gets kind of tight, and so it's kind of zooming in and out. But and then sometimes they'll actually finally fully integrate before the birth. But if they aren't, because again, they're not always real anxious to be in the body yet, they must be in there by the time of the first breath.
Interesting. I imagine that's going to be a little different for each soul and what they wanted to experience. So
Absolutely.
I know my brother, my youngest brother, when he started talking as a little guy, he remembered being in mommy's tummy and would describe it and how gushy it was and all the fun things. And my mom was sitting there going, I imagine that is what it would be like. I remember that. So I know that the soul can be in there, yeah, while they're in the tummy, and like you said, probably bounce in and out. I can't imagine you would stay in that incubation period with the body, you know, you're
I think it depends on, like you said, the experience. I mean, if they want to have that experience, what could it be like to be here the whole time? Well, then they'll do that. I mean, we have experiences, you know, just to have
get
the
over
experience.
your claustrophobia fear.
That's true.
That's why I was like, I don't think I would want to stay in there.
Well, and sometimes they'll say when they're born, all of a sudden they come out and it's all that light, that's light and it's cold, and they're like, put me back. I want to go back where it was nice and comfortable and warm
Yeah.
and all nice and cozy and mommy, you know, and all that love. And now it's like, ah, shock. So there are some good things about it, apparently.
Yeah, I imagine. Imagine there is. I don't want to regress to find out.
No, you know, they have those some workshops where they it's like you're going through
The
the birth.
rebirth, yeah.
And it's, I guess it's for that. It's like if you had any, I don't know what, I don't know anything about it. I've just seen little few little pieces of shows on it. And it's like, I guess you're releasing trauma that you might have had or something in that process. But
Yeah.
yeah. But in sessions, yeah, sometimes people will go back. And maybe, and to me, yeah, wherever you go, there's a reason for it. There's something that you wanted to experience, your higher self wanted you to get from it. So it might be that you needed to see that bond that you had with the mother, you know, because you really did have a bond, you know, you were completely embraced in
Yeah.
there. So,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
what, mom?
I in sessions, I know that a lot of times they're floating over the city or the town or the home or whatever. And this one's coming over to tell me she knocked the pillow off the couch.
Oh, yeah. We noticed that.
Yeah,
We noticed that.
I saw it's on the floor.
Thank
It'll
you.
stay there. I know. Okay, your turn to summons Tiffany.
Oh, Miss Princess Tiffany of high on cloud in the angel wings of love.
On cloud. Let's see what kind of question that gets us.
Yeah, let's see here.
Let's see the quality of questions we get with that
based on how it's coming back.
Most precious on high.
Oh, okay. That's beautiful. Yeah. You cleaned
There
that
was
up.
a
You
little
cleaned
hand, she was light casting you too, so
Oh. I
watch out for
see.
the
I
mind
see what you're
meld of
doing.
the light
Yeah.
casting.
Let's see here. All right, I'll leave it up to you guys. Would you like an extraterrestrial question or a soul speak question? Good.
Yes.
Well, do we have to choose? We can do both.
Well, you will, but which one would you like first?
Oh.
That was your summonings.
Oh, it was my summonings. Well, I want to say ET, but that's really weird. ET is the one that jumped out at me.
Bypass my book.
I went, oh, okay.
Okay.
I said soul speak, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Does that mean I get to answer the soul speak question?
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
So this question's from Michelle. When do we anticipate actual contact with our extraterrestrial brothers and sisters, or has it already happened in some places?
Yeah, it has already happened. And there, it's happening all the time. The thing is it doesn't look like, it doesn't look the way you expect it to look. I mean, I think people are expecting them to walk up to the front door and I mean, this is, I know that you and I both have been contacted, right, Tracy? And it comes it's this other way. It's not so physical.
I do have an understanding that some of the Palladians are actually here, but we wouldn't know because they look like us. So I have been told that. And I've had many people who have gone to Mount Shasta in California. For those of you who don't know where that's at, Mount Shasta, California.
Yeah. Amazing.
Have run-ins with some really tall, pale, very blonde people with bright blue eyes. And
okay.
Consistent that they tell me what they look like and that it's very similar to what other people say they see as well. So I would say if you want to try and see one, maybe go for a hike on Mount Shasta and see what happens.
Well,
but
when I saw Mount Shasta, I didn't see actually them. I just saw up higher. It was higher up the mountain than where I was. And I was coming down the mountain in the middle of the night. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning because it got so cold, I couldn't stay up there anymore. And so we decided to come down. And as you're walking, and this is the road that it does that switch back, you know, so every other one you're, you know, it's like it keeps going that. So every other turn you're seeing, you know, you've got this view and had the view of the top of the mountain. And I swear, I mean, there were four pillars of light up there and they were moving around and I'm like, and there were others that I'm like, do you guys see what I'm seeing? And we all saw the same thing.
Wow.
And we knew that nobody had passed us. Now, if it was somebody that was up there that was in kind of hiking up the hill, they might had to have gone up ahead of us, but nobody passed us after we stopped where we were. Nobody went on. So it wasn't anybody with flashlights or anything like that. I mean, unless they were up there earlier, which is always a possibility. But
Right. Anyway,
then the next day, so we get down the next day, we're leaving. We were just there for like 2 days or something. And the next day we're leaving, we stop at this little convenience store, gas station, converted convenience store, something like that. And went inside and they had all this art. There's local art there. And there were several pieces showing these little beings, the beings, and they show the mountain back there. I'm like, and it was four. And I'm like, somebody
wow.
else has seen this. Exactly. So
that's such confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But that's really cool. I don't remember, you know, we've been there. I don't remember seeing tall, blonde, blue eyes.
I didn't see them, but I probably had at least five different people tell me stories of,
okay.
Oh yeah, when I was on Mount Shasta, I ran into this couple and they're, you know, and they would describe them. And then the next person would tell me, oh yeah, I had a weird encounter and I was sleeping in my car and I saw this tall being and they were, you know, and they described the same thing. And it's like, how interesting. So,
okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
But otherwise, so, I mean, I've had, you know, when I'm in that, I know now it's theta, you know, we're in that theta state. It feels like you're asleep, but you're not asleep. So you don't feel like you're asleep. It's like you're in that dream state kind of thing, but it's so real. And that's where I encountered a mantis being. It was just right there. And it was, you know, anyway, this whole encounter there. And that's the way I see right now, the encounters are that way. And so it's not necessarily the way we think it'll be, you know, and that's what I mean by that. It's like, it'll be in these, when we've got the conscious mind kind of subdued, you know, then we can connect.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, there's so many ways for them to contact us or be connected to us. You know, and if this question's towards when will we physically see, you know, like an Arcturian standing in front of us, when we're no longer afraid to see that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we might sit there and go, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
Oh gosh.
It'd be
Yeah.
a different thing if it was standing in front of you. It might scare you or
Totally.
intimidate you, and the energy might be too intense for us to handle because they have a lot of energy. And so they're waiting for us to be vibrationally ready. And then you guys will be like, when are these guys going to go home? They're going to be like, aren't going to, we want to come and tour Egypt. No. But yeah, it's my understanding that we do have something more, more like you would see in Star Wars coming, where, they have the planet where all the different
All the different ones, yeah.
beings are interacting and coming together. Yeah. We have something like that in our future, from what I understand. So.
Yeah, and they've something you said a minute ago made me think of that's what you said. It's like, yeah, when we no longer have the fear. And they have told me, I mean, I was tapping into a craft up at Isseti Ranch when they were trying to do this the sky watch and everything, and I just stayed out and I was just tapping in, and there's a ship right up here. I could feel it, I could sense it and everything, and I'm just like, so what, what are they? And they're just kind of like but
Yeah.
they've told me so many times, we are ready to be seen by those who are ready to see us. We are ready to communicate with those who are ready to communicate. So it's just a matter of when we are ready. They're right there. They're ready all the time. And then the fear thing, and I think it was Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Okay. When that movie came out, that was just, I mean, you were a baby,
I
I think.
remember the movie, yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
And that was just like, I mean, that was such a pivotal time. Everything was changing. And that movie just was huge. And I remember coming home from that and I'm like, oh my gosh. That is real that we have yeah, because that was the do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, that was that one. Okay. And I went to
Yeah.
bed that night going, I am so ready. I know, because mom was getting enough material. She was getting material and everything. And what she had gotten at that point was they know you better than you know yourself. They know if you're ready. And so I'm like, I am ready. I'm ready to see you. And I'm singing the tune in my head. I'm going to sleep and I'm da 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 da. Something fell off of the dresser. I hear something fall and I'm like, oh, I'm totally freaked out. It's a total fear. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not so ready. Maybe I'm not. You'll know when I'm ready. It's okay. It's all, I leave it to
Yes.
just so.
On our trip, there was one morning where multiple of us woke up in the middle of the night. And it was right around 2 a.m. I ended up waking up at 3 a.m. and going, oh, I need to make a message for everybody. So I recorded a little Daniel thing and sent it to everybody so that they would have it to start their day before we went on our excursion. And so I didn't know this was happening with everyone else. And so then they all started talking amongst each other, going, you got up early too. You woke up too. And they're like, and when I sent it right away, somebody hearted it. And I was like, oh no, I hope I didn't wake somebody up, And they're like, oh no, we were up. So we were asking what happened that night. Why did everybody seem to be awake or have, come awake? And they're like, well, you wanted to remember that you went on a ship. And so then we went to somebody else and didn't hear that yet. And that was, she did muscle testing. And so we muscle tested her and said, did we all go on a ship? And sure enough, it was a yes. And it was like, oh, that's so interesting. And, we leave ourselves those little clues, like waking up or, and that many of us waking up, how interesting. It wasn't everybody, but everybody went on the ship. And, so it is interesting. They are coming and they are gathering us up for things or taking us with them on a ship. Or, when we are in our sleep state, we go and do things in our sleep state. But more and more, as we are getting more comfortable with it, we're getting to remember. And that was happening too. Dream states. Dreams have been like, I have so many people telling me their dreams lately. And it's like, wow, this is really interesting. Like everybody's been telling me about their dreams. And the dreams, if you sit there and really listen to them, it's like, you were on a ship. You were with some aliens. Okay. And one guy today was telling me literally in his dream, he goes, well, I was in this room with men. Well, they weren't really men. I think they were aliens, you know, and da 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 da. So we are going and we're getting to remember a little bit more, a little bit more. So if you do want that encounter, ask to remember it because you're probably having it and that's why it's on your mind.
Yes,
What I'm gonna
yes.
say about that.
Let's do the soul speak question, and if we have time, then I'm gonna it picks up on that, and it about something on Monday night. So I'm just gonna see if anybody. So
Okay.
soul speak first.
What comes to mind regarding soul speak about the condition hyperflexibility, hypermobility, loose joints?
Okay, was this yours, Tracy? Are you up?
It's like, I gotta write it down. Hyperflexibility and hyper what? Mobility.
Mobility and loose joint, loose joints.
And
Yeah.
loose joints.
Yeah. Well, I guess the loose joints is in parentheses, so I think that's just
Okay.
explaining
This,
what that means.
yeah. Actually, see, the loose joints says more than those other words. And that's how all this works. If you'll just describe what it is rather than using the medical terms, just
That's true.
describe
Yeah,
it.
because when I was in Egypt, I had a kidney stone because I like to do those for some reason. And when I asked why is that there, they said, how would you describe it? And I said, it was unspeakable pain. And they said, now go there. Go to the unspeakable pain.
Exactly.
So do that. Describe what is it like with the loose joints? What is that like for you? When I think of that kind of stuff, it to me, what pops in is where do you need to adjust your boundaries? You're a little too loose with some of your flexibility. Maybe you're missing out on something that you would like to do because you're trying to make everyone else happy.
Exactly, and that's what you look, that's what joints, they represent flexibility, and that's why you're using that word. That makes sense. Yeah, it's loose joints, so it's either too flexible, you know, which you wouldn't think you could be that, but yeah, you know, yeah,
You
that would
can
make sense,
be,
and it could be boundaries. Then
forfeiting your
which
joint.
joint it is might give you an indication of where, you know, where this is happening. So we just got the 3 minute.
Okay, so what's happening Monday?
Well, I'm just saying last Monday night, and did anybody notice anything? And I know this is weird. I just happened to notice it at the time. That's the only reason it's sticking with me. Otherwise, I usually it'd be gone. It's like a dream, you know, and you just it's gone. But did anybody just possibly notice anything going on Monday night during the middle of the night? I'll just give you some things. To me, that was the longest night. It was one of those long, long nights. You know, we have those ourselves. And it's like I kept getting up. I was getting up every little bit to go to the restroom. I got up like three times. Normally, once is plenty. So it's three times, and it would only be a few hours. And I'm just like, and it would take me a long time to get back to sleep and listen. And remember, I'm like, this is the longest night. And as soon as I said that, something came and said, something happened. Something happened during the night. And I was just kidding enough where we're gone. We don't know. Something happened. I was meant to be aware of it.
Is she cutting out to you, Tiffany?
Yeah, I
Did
don't
you?
think you're meant to talk to us about this, Mother.
This is
Oh,
totally
interesting. Yeah.
appropriate.
Ooh.
So she's talking about this weird thing that happened, and then she's Yeah, the frequency of this conversation is disrupting the connection.
Ooh,
So
interesting. Okay,
interesting.
interesting. Okay. So that tells me, yeah, it's not to be spoken of. Okay. Then that also tells me
That was
something
for
definitely
you.
happened.
Yeah, that was for
Yes.
you.
And it's probably exactly what I'm thinking. So
Yeah.
anyway, yes,
Yeah, because
there
now
you
you're
are.
coming in. Okay, again, now we can hear you.
Yeah, because I've let it go. Okay.
Love
Interesting. So
it.
there will be. Ooh.
Love the demonstration. That's so good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're out of time. So,
Yeah. Thank you,
Sedona, is there any
everybody.
more? Is there any room left in Sedona?
Oh. Well, we're on fumes right now. I mean, if you really, 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 really want to go, get your ticket. But I mean, we'll let you in. But this is,
It's pretty
I mean,
full.
a lot of people.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you guys want to become a practitioner, find a practitioner and all the classes and things, QHHTofficial.com. Find somebody in your area. Thank you, Tiffany.
Find Tracy.
And find me. I'm in
And if you
Oregon.
want to do the course, Tracy has a code.
The magic is real, all lowercase and one word. The magic is real will save you 10% on your level one. Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you,
absolutely.
Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Goddess, goddess of greatness floating on a cloud in Princess Wonderworld of the great beyond.
It's always great to join you, lovely ladies. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
And
Thank
thank you,
you very much.
everybody, so much for being here. I love you.
Bye, everyone.